like smoking Joe Frazier, the Hellraiser, raising hell with the flavor. Terrorize the jam like troops in Pakistan, swinging through your town like your neighborhood Spider-Man. So all tick-tock and keep ticking, while I get you flipping off the shit I'm kicking. The Lone Ranger, co-ed, danger, deep in the dark with the art to rip the charts apart. The vandal, too
high. Check, check one, check one, two.
Saying goodbye like Devin Campbell. Rock neck, Inspector Dex on the set. The rebel, I make more noise than heavy metal.
The way I make the crowd go wild. Sit back, relax, won't smile. Ray got it going on, pal. Call me the rap assassinator. Rhymes rugged and built like Schwarzenegger. And I'ma get mad deep like a threat. Blow up your project, then take all your assets. Cause I came to shake the frame in half with the thoughts that bomb like math. So if you wanna try to flip, yo, flip on the next man. Cause I grab the clip and hit you with 16 shots and more I got. Going to war with the melting pot.
It's the Method Man for short, Mr. Map. Move it on your left. And set it off, get it off, let it off like a gat. I wanna break food, cop me back. Small change, they putting shame in the game. I take game and blow the out the frame. And like fame, my style will live forever. It's crossing over like they don't know no better. But I do, true, can I get a sue? Not respect due to the 1-6, ooh, I mean.
Interrupting all programs.
This is Radio Clash on Pirate Satellite. Orbiting your living room, cashing in the Bill of Rights. Cuban Army surplus or refusing of the lights. This is Radio Clash on Pirate Satellite.
Yeah! You may cut me, man, but I'm gonna wrap this chain around your head.
Is an urban Vietnam giving deadly exhibitions of murder by napalm.
You may cut me, man, but I'm gonna wrap this chain around your head.
This is Rachel Cash tearing up the seven veil. This is Rachel Cash, please save us, stop the whale. Underneath the mushroom cloud. This is Radio Cash. You don't need that emo swag.
You may cut me, man, but I'm gonna wrap this chain around your head. Cut me, man, but I'm gonna wrap this chain around your head.
This is Radio Cast. Can we get that world to listen?
using oral ammunition. This is Radio Clash, can we get that world to listen? This is Radio Clash on pirate satellites, orbiting your living room, cashing in the Bill of Rights. This is Radio Clash on pirate satellites. This is Radio Clash.
You may cut me, man, but I'm going to wrap this chain around your head. You may cut me, man, but I'm going to wrap this chain around your head.
Thomas Paine Podcast, Paine in the Morning. What's going on? A Thursday, and man, we got another hell of a show packed for you. A little bit of everything. We got some video, we got some audio, we got some political song and dance, we got a Potomac two-step hearing from your and navigating your favorite assholes globally. We go down under, we go across the pond, and we go across the country. And our daily dose of mayhem, etc. The fucking camera's already slipping. I got to readjust on the fly. Where would you be now? Without Fauci, where would you be now? Having a good time. Okay. Crisis averted. I have to tell you, I did it again. It's these fucking cameras. I did the intro. It's the second time we listened to the music. The camera was on. It clicked off. Man, I have to get some new cameras in here. I mean, I think we got some money in petty cash. We'll have to splurge. Right when you... Does that happen to you guys? Right when you get a little breathing room, something breaks. Costs you like... $300, $500. It used to cost $300. It used to cost $500. Now when it seems when things break, it's like a minimum of $750, a minimum of $1,000. Just when you thought you had a little breathing room. Well, we'll be shopping for new cameras. Anyway, we got video. We got both kinds of music tonight, country and western. We got video, and we got some phone calls, and we got Maria Albanese on deck for Friday, and we got a big hot wire up. Man, of course, you don't have to listen to it on Friday. You can listen to it on Saturday or Sunday on Paine.tv, the hot wire. But we have so much intel coming in around the country, so to speak, that it is, we had to put it together in a hot wire episode. There's stuff coming out of the White House. You just can't believe it. You can't believe it. It's, if you were a fiction writer in Hollywood, you couldn't even make this stuff up. I say it all the time. You can't make it up because you truly can't make it up. Okay. Right out of the fucking gate. Let's rock and roll. Oh, don't worry about it. I saw right before we turned on the mic. It was... Remember these guys told you to go out and get the jabs. Your life would go back to normal. Everything would be like it was. Remember these guys? All these guys, by the way. All of them. In the government. That's what they said. And that if you got these things, you wouldn't get COVID. That's how they fucking pitched it. Now, I'm not making that up. They said you wouldn't get COVID if you got these things. And we told people on here, hey, we're reading the Pfizer white papers and we're reading the Moderna white papers. It doesn't say that. The pharmaceutical companies aren't saying that. But the government was saying it and Fauci was saying it. And their wing monkeys in the media were saying it, and they were using it as lies for people to go get the jabs. even the pharmaceutical companies said that that wasn't the case. They said these are experimental. They may work. They may not work. We don't know. Have at it, which is always good. Of course, they knew, we found out. They knew there's going to be problems. They divulged those problems to the FDA. The FDA and the CDC and the NIH and the Trump administration never told us all the side effects. They kept those shrouded from us, as they continue to do under the Biden administration. One big happy family of fucking assholes and criminals. Okay, so quickly. And we said for the last 6 weeks that it's going to be an ugly fall, an ugly winter with COVID from people who got the jabs. And now it's coming out that breakthrough COVID cases are expected to become more common. Of course, they've been very common. And the experts are saying the Delta variant's rise and declining efficacy of vaccines are to blame. Declining efficacy. We were one of the few people out here saying that these things are not going to work because they haven't been proven to work. So you can almost guarantee that they're not going to work. And your so-called trusted medical experts in the government and their paid backers, other doctors, etc. No, you guys are conspiracy theorists. I said, okay, we'll just give it time. Because I know what the fuck I'm talking about when it comes to scams. Look, I might not be able to diagnose if somebody has cancer. But I know a scam when I see one. And a scheme. And I know illicit behavior, and I know when people are going way out of their way to tell lies and make money from it. So that's what I was banking on. People say, you're not a doctor, what do you know? Well, that's true, I'm not a doctor. But I know fucking schemes. I see all the angles. I have since I was a kid. I don't know, it's something that my instructors in the federal bureaucracy when I was training said, man, this fucking guy, he sees stuff we don't even see. These are guys who have been on the job 30, 40 years. It's just some people can throw a football. Some people can hit a golf ball. Some people can hit a baseball. This is my gift to the world. I understand complex schemes. Sometimes I wonder where the line is. When I decided to not put a lot of those schemes into action. You know, it's a thin line between someone who sees schemes and someone who is a practitioner of schemes. But I never really had to worry about that. So, but I understood where this was going early on. And perhaps a good sense of street smart also thrown in there helps you understand human nature and where this was going. But now, they say you have to be ready for more breakthrough cases. The so-called experts are telling you that. But don't worry, they're going to be mild. Oh, are they really? Because that's not the reports we're getting. There's nothing mild about these fucking cases. Nothing mild about it. And the folks in hospitals, and we're going to talk more about tomorrow on Hot Wire. So we have to talk about it behind closed door, so to speak, because it's so fucking damning what's really happening out there. You know, on pain.tv, log on, and we'll talk about it tomorrow. It's gotten so bad, and I think it will continue to get bad. And I said yesterday, pain in the morning, fingers crossed that it doesn't get bad, because there's a lot of my friends who are on this trek. They got their jabs and they trusted. Where's the clip?
You fucked up. You trusted us.
Animal House. You fucked up. They trusted the government. The very fact that they slide this story in today, that breakthrough cases are expected to keep increasing, is unbelievable from the same lot of so-called experts and the medical Sanhedrin of the federal government, who sat there and told you that if you got vaccinated, you could not get COVID. At the same time, we've said that's simply not true. Oh, and then they said, well, they had a, you know, it was growing and it continues to grow. The epidemic of folks who have been jabbed and who have gotten sick. And then they said, well, if you get sick, it's going to be mild. And they're saying that now. They're not telling you that these people are requiring hospitalization. They're very sick. Why don't they just tell you that so you can prepare yourself? It's a fucking crime. Okay, what are we going to do first? I wouldn't listen to a word these people say. They're not infectious disease experts. They're just infectious diseases themselves. Normally, I don't get tired of being right, but I wish in these cases, on occasion, we were not correct because it would improve the landscape for our fellow man out here if we were wrong about these things. But at the same time, I think that we've, based on feedback and conversations with a lot of our folks on Pain.tv and elsewhere, and the Thomas Paine podcast in general, I think we have helped a lot of people understand that they were getting played, and some people who have taken the advice and put it to good work and good use for themselves. And some of the folks who came in here late to the Thomas Paine podcast, who have gotten their jabs, are also finding that some of the things we've done, and we'll talk about it later in the show. We have a caller who talks about they might be able to pull a little bit of a Houdini act to get out of danger as best as they can. But the government's not going to tell you about that. The government's going back to its old bullshit. Calm down. Don't worry. If you get sick after your jabs, it'll just be mild. And we know that's not true. We look at the numbers all across the globe in the UK. We're breaking numbers down in the UK now that just came in from a confidential source. It is. We'll talk about it tomorrow because it's going to take a while to break these down. We're vetting things. We're vetting other things coming from ICUs in the United States of America, from nurses we have. Holy shit. Women out there, we talked about yesterday the dangers of pregnancy with these things. And we have discussed that previously in July and also in May on Hotwire.
There is only one.
There is only one king. Well, there's two kings, really, if you think about it. There's the man upstairs. It's not King Fauci, in case you guys were wondering. There's the man upstairs who's helped guide my career, and ever grateful for the blessings I have as a journalist and as a father, etc., and a husband and all that good stuff, family guy. And then there's the king from Memphis. It's not Jerry Lawler. It's Elvis Presley. So there are two kings, so to speak. Anyway, I could talk about this stuff all night. The lies that you've been waterboarded with by your so-called trusted medical experts. It's feel like breaking something? I do. On a regular basis.
Motherfucker, it's just one of those days. It's all about the he said, she said bullshit. I think you better quit, let shit slip, or you can leave it with a fat lip. It's all about the he said, she said bullshit.
Well, since we're talking about the break stuff, let's go down under. Let's show you some video and then we'll come back and talk about it. Let's go to the videotape.
We're going to keep going all day if we can.
Morgan. They're turning right into us. So they keep cutting us off now. It's like a tactical response unit that just keeps cutting us off. So we're cutting through what I think is Fitzroy Gardens right now, if I've got that correct. I'm sort of heading in a direction of Parliament House, heading towards that area. Oh yeah, the riot squad have come out and they're coming straight for us. There's a lot of them, the riot squad coming up and they're trying to cut us off. I'm sorry, I can't actually zoom in on this phone while I'm live for some reason. I'm just gonna cut through. Oh shit, they're actually chasing us, fuck. They're shooting at us again. They've been shooting at us again. I'm not in a physical position to do this today.
Well, we talked about the law enforcement and police, regardless of where you are. Many friends of mine are in that racket, have been for a long time. Choosing the right side. That's the side they chose in Australia, so it's unfortunate. I've never seen anybody run down innocent people who are having a peaceful protest. Start shooting at them. Projectiles, rubber projectiles, tear gas, whatever it is. Literally hunting them down. I mean, what? It's a damn shame. But those cops, you should check how it's worked out in history for folks who've done that and played that role in different annals of history. They put the anal in annals. Annals. Annals of history. How it's worked out for the muscle. Not very well. You're not very smart. And we stand with the folks in Australia. It's, you know, I don't know if it's happenstance, but ever since they sent me that Foster's light, put the Foster's light up. They've been kicking ass. So we'll keep it on, and we'll keep the light on for the folks in Australia here and folks everywhere who are under the boot or boots of tyrants and despots. And you got to fight back. You got to fight back. We talk about it later in the show with a caller, and you watch that, just it makes you angry. You know what I mean? It's just from a human being standpoint. What's the matter with these cops? Character flaws. You know, a lot of these guys, I'll say it. A lot of these guys go into that racket because they're fucking losers who've been pushed around their whole life. And then they feel like, oh man, this is it. Now I get to have some pushback. It's true. It's true. Now, that's not everybody, of course. But you watch that and you say, where's the character here? What are you doing? I'll tell you what you're doing. You're putting yourself in danger. And if the mob turns on you, God help you. And there's a lot of different ways a mob can turn on somebody. There's a lot of different ways that tyrants are dealt with in these situations. And it's, but overall, it's not a very bright move. It's not a, of course, there's many different things wrong with it from a moral standpoint. That's a whole nother ballgame. And how you look at yourself in the mirror after shooting at folks walking around trying to have a peaceful protest just to let you know they don't want to be treated like animals and cattle. Something else. Unbelievable. Keep an eye on that. But I think much of the world stands with the good folks in Australia. And we'll see how it plays out. It would be, we'll talk about it on Hotwire tomorrow. I'll be able to say a few things that I can't say here, which is great that we can do that. Most people can't. Most journalists have to toe the line. Now, speaking of cattle, let's go back to the White House in the United States today, where Boris Mophead Johnson was visiting. These two guys, Johnson and Biden, that should be an odd couple reboot. And why I say cattle is because the White House press... I'm in the White House press corps. I'm prestigious. I cover the White House. You're basically treated like a farm animal and you keep coming back for more because you're fucking wimps. Jellyfish. I'm going to start calling this the cattle call when the White House muscles these reporters out and treats them literally like fucking cattle. The only thing missing is somebody on a horse shooing them out of the Oval Office. Let's go back to the video. It's embarrassing. And they just, okay. Not one of them says, hey, don't fucking, we're asking this wooden Indian some questions. Don't fucking shove me, man. Tell me where to go. No, they're just, they want to be in the club, so they do what they're told. They're complete robots, these bought and paid for news goons. And they don't even realize it in many cases. That's how indoctrinated they are. That's how brainwashed they are. Let's go back to the videotape.
Interrupts or unbalances the Belfast Good Friday Accords. That's the Belfast Good Friday Agreement. That's the...
I have no idea. I hope the microphone got it. I know.
Megan. British reporters get questions.
It's sad. It's sad. You can't even ask this wax dummy any questions. Of course, you understand why when we get into it on Hotwire. We got into it in the last Hotwire, why he comes home from Delaware and why he comes home to Delaware all the time and what goes on at his house. And we are expanding on that. And it's fucking shocking to say the least. This guy, he should be in a home. Let's put it that way. But moreover, you know, the lawyers, guns, and money, they didn't give a shit. Congress didn't give a shit about anybody, these Haitians coming across the southern border who are infected with everything else from tuberculosis to malaria to hepatitis to COVID. They didn't give a shit about it until they try to turn it into some kind of a slavery thing. I watched on the Hill today, Maxine Waters was saying, worse than what we saw, worse than what we witnessed in slavery. She might be the only one old enough to have been alive when President Lincoln was alive. It's just more theater, right? Now, they didn't give a shit about putting a cork in the folks coming across the border from Mexico by the thousands. But now they're going to investigate how these people were treated, how they were treated. They're not even supposed to be here. Folks, this country is a fucking joke. It's in the hands of jokesters, fraudsters, crooks, and maniacs. How do you think it's going to go? They're saying people were whipped, that Border Patrol was chasing Haitians around with whips. Reins of horses so that they weren't trampled by horses. If they were trampled with horses, these dopes would say, Why didn't you use whips? So you can't win with these guys because it's a game. It's a rigged game. And it's all about a distraction. That's what it's about. They don't realize that the whole fucking kit and caboodle of these criminals, the Democrats and Republicans, they're all playing in a dangerous area of quicksand. Their credibility, I didn't think it could go any lower. Well, Biden's, of course, can, and it is. But these people in Congress, they... Eventually, folks in this country will understand that those people do not represent us, and then we're in business once we can get to that point. If we can't get to that point, then we will continue this cat-and-mouse game of bailing out the Titanic on a daily basis to save it from sinking. You know how that worked out. Not very well. Did we already play this? Yes, we did. So, next song. We got good songs picked out today. And there's a lot to... Let's take a quick spin around. We have the massive distraction at the southern border. Of course, nobody wants to talk about the fentanyl coming over the southern border and literally killing people. Biden talks about the, we're not at, on the United Nations floor. We're not at war anymore. We're not. I think we still have troops in active theater around the world that I would characterize as a war type setting. I'm sure it was reassuring for them to wake up today to hear that this idiot said that they're not at war. They're probably thinking, what the fuck are we doing here? Number one, Syria and other places. And I thought we could use a renewed war on fentanyl smuggling, Chinese fentanyl coming in through the trade routes of the Mexican cartel, etc., killing people in the United States, wiping them the fuck out. That's not a war. Maybe it should be, dummy. Of course, when you're owned by the Chinese, like the Biden clan, we heard from our folks today that the Hunter Biden emails are on his laptop are heating up again. Good luck going down that rabbit hole. We've seen these emails. If anybody was going to be indicted from them, Hunter could have been indicted. Joe could have been indicted from them. Some of the stuff on there is absolutely insane. We've talked about it on Hotwire on Pain.tv. No one's going to jail. Don't waste your time. There, I did you a favor. You're welcome. You're welcome. It's just another distraction. Keep your eye on the ball, folks. And that ball is to make sure you can get around these assholes.